Long ago, in a castle laboratory, sort of like Frankenstein's, you know, science turned abomination. A mad doctor's dream to create a human being from the body parts of other human beings. Bit pointless, really. He wanted to create the world's finest comedian. Popular, clever, funny. So, a male comedian, obviously. Got a penis and everything. A little bit smaller than he would have wanted, but, you know, it's fine, it's average. He's a little bit fat, but fat is funny. Average penis, a little bit chunky, but...
So, please welcome to the stage. Creator of The Office, extras, flanimals, record-breaking stand-up, winner of 3 Golden Globes, 2 Primetime Emmys, and 7 BAFTAs, a man with an average-sized penis is fine, honestly. The one, the only, Mr. Ricky Gervais!
Wow, thank you so much. I should explain something straight away. Usually when I come out on stage, it's amazing. I'm doing cartwheels, I'm doing backflips. It's fucking spectacular. But I've hurt my back. That's true. That is true. I've pulled a muscle in my spine playing golf. I know what you're thinking. Serves me right for playing such a stupid game as golf. But no, I've been in agony. I'm on painkillers right now. So if I suddenly start talking like Kerry Katona, you'll know why. I'm not drunk. Mother of the Year, won't you? When the doctor gave me the painkillers, this is true, he said, "No, you can't drink alcohol with these." And I went, "I don't want them then." And he went, "What?" I said, "Give me some you can drink alcohol with." And he went, "Well, you're not meant to drink with any painkillers." "Who are you, my fucking mother? Just go." So, yeah, I've been walking around like the Elephant Man. Oh, but without the big cock, obviously. I assume he had a big elephant's cock to go with the head, so I don't... Then it would balance things out, wouldn't it? No, because then he'd look in the mirror and he'd go... "Oh, no. What? Fucking Zippy, what the fuck was that?" No, shut up. So, no, then he'd sort of go, "Oh, no. Oh, look at that head. Hold on, though. What's going on down here?" "Swings and roundabouts. Let's celebrate. The buns are on me." So, yeah, that's my problems. I didn't cancel, though. Don't you hate that when an artist cancels? You turn up and you go, "Concert cancelled due to sore throat," or "I couldn't go on, I was depressed." Aw. Can you imagine a labourer trying that? Going, "Oh, I've got a little tickle, I'm fed up." Aw, move the fucking bricks, mate. One artist has had a good excuse to cancel a concert in recent years, and that's Michael Jackson. Everyone else is a fucking malingerer. Never cancel. I had a gig in Dublin a couple of months back. O2 Arena, Dublin, 10,000 seats, sold out way in advance, getting towards the gig, looking forward to it. A few days before, all the planes start being grounded because this volcanic ash cloud. A volcano goes off in Iceland and we can't get on a plane. What's the point of fucking Iceland, really? I thought it went bankrupt. Just get rid of it. It's no good. It's not doing... Just put into... Fill in the fucking volcanoes with concrete. In fact, tarmac the whole country and make it a car park for real Europe. Waste of space. So, yeah. Sort of like pop stars and that coming to England were cancelling. They couldn't get on. And I was thinking, I can't cancel. I've got to get there. So I hired a helicopter to and from Dublin. Cost me £12,000 just because I couldn't bear to let anyone down or take the ferry. Yeah, they were still running fine, sure. I think there were extra ones they'd put on, but that would have meant mixing with the general public. And this is about as close as I ever want to be to, to no offence, scum. No. I don't know if anyone was affected by the volcanic ash cloud, but I had friends all around the world that couldn't get back. They missed weddings and funerals, and they had to put themselves up in hotels that they hadn't budgeted for weeks on end, and they couldn't get their money back because the airlines were saying, no, we can't pay you because the insurance companies won't pay us because they're saying it's an act of God. What isn't an act of God? If you believe in God, that's sort of a definition of him, isn't it? That he does everything. He's all-powerful, and he's everywhere. He invented everything. Before he was around, there was nothing. He invented time, space, everything, OK? So he's across it all. Nothing happens by mistake. No, he's not absent-minded. A volcano going off. Isn't like him going, oh, fuck, I left the oven on. That doesn't... And who are these insurance companies that know what is and isn't an act of God? How do they decide? Have they got a hotline to God? They call God up, do they, and go, ring, ring, hello? Hello? Could I speak to God, please? Speaking. Oh, what? I didn't think you'd answer the phone yourself. What do you want? Sorry, that volcanic ash cloud, was that you? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was an act of me, all right? So I shouldn't pay out? Don't fucking pay in a penny, son, no. Oh, jeez. While I've got you here, did you make a tree fall on Steve Baxter's car? A lot of Steve Baxter's. To Acacia Road, Hounslow, it happened on the 3rd of June, 2015. 3rd of June, 2015? No, that wasn't me. I was in Africa then, giving AIDS to babies. He does everything. Anyway, I'm so glad I didn't cancel. It's fantastic to be here. Seeing all you happy, smiley faces. Probably. Yes, thank you. You're probably feeling very fortunate that you managed to get a ticket to see a living legend. Or am I... I'm not being funny, but... You lucky cunts! Yes, you are! I'm joking, of course. The pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much for coming out, spending your hard-earned cash. I know there's been a recession on. Someone told me. I don't know. Is it still going? I don't know. It really didn't affect me. Just being honest. We can laugh about it now. Come on. I don't understand a recession. It wasn't until last year I found out that you could go into your bank and say, can I withdraw my cash? And they could go, no, we ain't got it. Sorry? No. I've got £50,000 saved.
You ain't.
Well, where is it?
Don't know.
Well, have you checked the vault?
It's empty.
What was the point of that? You might as well have kept it in a drawer, you spotty little twat. I hope you enjoy the show. This is nearly the end of the UK leg of the tour. Then I'm off to America to finish that off. And then I'm doing the rest of the world. It's going to be the first world comedy tour. And then I'm going to enter Britain's Got Talent. Because that's when the career really... Look at Susan Boyle, if you can. Fucking hell. Jesus Christ. Oh. Shocking. Be fair, though. Because usually in the music industry, it's all about image, isn't it? You can't just have a great voice and a great talent. You've got to be young and thin and trendy and pretty. And she's turned all that on its head. Although, I think it's the same powers of image, just working in reverse with her. Because I don't think she has got a great voice, actually. I think she's fooled a lot of people. It's sort of like mock opera for people who don't know any better. But I don't think she'd be where she was today if it wasn't for the fact that she looked like such a fucking mong.
He said mong.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. You can't say mong.
You can, it's fucking easy. It's one of the easiest words to say. It's like, mong. It's like, you just need lips. Even mongs can say it. That's part of the beauty of the word.